Hey, it's Michael Kerr here. Thanks for dropping by. You are listening to Humor at Work. I want to talk about job crafting, your way to a more fulfilling, more meaningful, happier job. That's what I want to talk about. Yale professor Amy Resnesky studies job crafting, ways that employees can shape their work to make them more meaningful. One example she cites is a university hospital where two different groups of hospital cleaners spoke about their work in strikingly different ways. One group spoke about their work in a very bland way, listing off their tasks as described in their job descriptions, saying that their jobs didn't require a lot of skill, and admitting they were only there for the money. The second group of cleaners, however, spoke of how much skill their work took and how much meaning their work gave them. Some even described their work as playing the role of an ambassador. Now, why the difference? Because cleaners in the second, much happier group talked about their role in helping patients and how they performed extra tasks not listed in their job descriptions. Resnesky's research has shown that job crafting is one of the keys to greater workplace happiness, commitment, productivity, and mobility into other positions. She suggests three ways to job craft your way to a more meaningful work experience. The first way is task crafting, so changing the actual tasks, the duties you do, like those hospital cleaners, to make them more meaningful for you. And think, for example, of another cleaning example, the window washers around the world at children's hospitals who dress up as superheroes. Number two way to job craft is relational crafting, which is changing the ways you relate to other people in your organization. For example, reaching across to other teams or departments to build alliances that benefit both groups. And the final way is cognitive, so changing how you perceive your work so you see it in a broader context and understand how your work impacts everyone around you and how it contributes to a higher purpose. As always, let me know. I'd love to hear from you. Drop me a line, mike@mikekerr.com, if you've done anything to be crafty in your own work to create more meaning and satisfaction in what you do. And now my fun at work tip. Many customer service surveys remind us of the importance of remembering and using our customer's name. It's a simple but critical form of recognition when dealing with our customers. In fact, a YMCA in New York found that welcoming their members by name when they came into a facility was the single biggest factor that influenced membership retention rates. So why not, as some organizations have done, create a fun customer name remembering contest to see who can correctly remember the most customers coming into your workplace. And the quote of the week from Alex Castellamo: everyone is creative given the right context. And in our It's a Wacky World section, do you know where to turn for safety when the zombie apocalypse arrives? According to a report by the Estately Real Estate Search, Canada's Yukon Territory is, and I quote, the best equipped to fend off a zombie menace. The worst place to fend off a zombie attack in Canada? Poor zombie-friendly Prince Edward Island. Well, until next time, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success.